From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. The U.S. Post Office will run out of money this fall unless Congress finds a way to help it deal with the looming pension payments to its retirees. Postmaster General Patrick Donahoe told the House Oversight Committee that he needs $5.5 billion to cover the cost of retiree health benefits due September 30th.
The Postal Service will not have the cash available to make these payments. We need legislation this year to address that fact.
Donahoe says that without a change in the law that governs its business model, the post office will not survive as a self-financing entity. Hawaii's junior senator is stepping down after more than 20 years in the U.S. Senate. Democrat Daniel Akaka says he will not run for re-election next year. That sets the scene for the start of a generational shift in Hawaii politics. From Hawaii Public Radio, Bill Dorman reports from Honolulu.
The 86-year-old Akaka says it was a very difficult decision not to seek re-election. But he says the end of this Congress is the right time for him to step aside after serving in the Senate for 22 years. The move is likely to prompt a series of contenders to step forward. Possible candidates among the Democrats include former Honolulu Mayor Mufi Hanneman, who lost the governor's race last year. Former Congressman Ed Case might run, and Congresswomen Colleen Hanabusa and Mazie Hirono are other potential candidates. On the Republican side, early speculation is focused on former Governor Linda Lingle. Hawaii remains a heavily Democratic state, and Senior Senator Daniel Inouye has not endorsed a successor to Akaka. For NPR News, I'm Bill Dorman in Honolulu.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that judges may consider evidence of rehabilitation when determining a prison sentence. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports the 7-1 decision came in the case of a 25-year-old unemployed drug addict who turned his life around.
Jason Pepper served 24 months in prison and completed a drug treatment program. 4 years later, however, a federal appeals court ruled his sentence too lenient. This time, Pepper was 100% drug-free, earning high grades at community college, working as a top employee slated for promotion, and was supporting a wife and child. But at resentencing, the judge said she could not consider his rehabilitation and ordered him back to prison for 3 more years. Now the Supreme Court has reversed that ruling and said the judge should consider Pepper's rehabilitation as part of the duty to impose a sentence that is sufficient but not greater than necessary. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is sending Vice President Joe Biden to negotiate with GOP leaders on Capitol Hill in hopes of finding common ground for a long-term government funding solution. The president signed a temporary funding bill into law Wednesday. The measure keeps the federal government operating for 2 more weeks and includes $4 billion in spending cuts demanded by House Republicans. GOP leaders want far deeper cuts before they say they will agree to the president's FY12 budget. This is NPR News from Washington. The Texas Department of Public Safety is warning college students who want to carouse in Mexico this spring to think again. NPR's John Burnett reports.
DPS Director Steve McCraw issued this warning: avoid traveling to Mexico during spring break and stay alive. He cites the threat of drug-related violence and mayhem, not just in Mexico's northern border states, but in the areas where tourists frequent. The current U.S. State Department travel warning for Mexico is slightly less alarming. It says while the security situation all over Mexico poses risks for U.S. citizens, beach resorts and tourist areas do not see the levels of drug-related violence and crime that's reported along the border. Just the same, the travel advisory urges U.S. citizens to be careful, stay alert, and let people back home know their whereabouts. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
The Army private charged with releasing 250,000 sensitive and classified documents to WikiLeaks is now facing more than 20 new charges, including aiding the enemy. Army officials say the new charges accuse Private First Class Bradley Manning with using unauthorized software to extract the documents from government computers and transmit the data to what the Army is calling the enemy. The UN says an estimated 180,000 hungry and frightened refugees are crowding areas near Libyan border crossings just inside Egypt and Tunisia. Another 30,000 refugees still hoping to flee the violence are reportedly trying to get into Tunisia. A UN official says forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi are targeting Egyptians and Tunisians, blaming them for starting the uprising in Libya. In New Zealand, 2 Israeli men are being listed as the first foreigners there to have been killed in the massive February 22nd earthquake. Police say they have recovered 161 bodies. I'm Jim Howard, NPR News, Washington.